Warning: explicit content. The opinions shared on this podcast are those of the hosts and do not in any way represent the facts.
So, yo guys, this is another episode of Women Talk Sex Podcast by Pulse. And my name is Feifei Talks, and I have with me two beautiful people, two beautiful women that want to hinge on me with beauty. And their names are
Marie Miedet, aka Ugly Girls.
And I am Deborah Deb China, aka Deb China, the baddest stripper.
Oh shit, ever live it. So yeah. So you guys were not here last episode. Okay. You guys were not here, and I had a wonderful Shay and Bella Lash Grace this wonderful podcast. So we talked about something celibacy. I know that deep down in your mind, maybe saying, I can't relate. I don't know. Do you understand? I can't relate. So yo guys, we talked about celibacy. So considering the kind of thing you do, you know, Deb China, have you ever been celibate?
Yes, of course. I've been celibate. You know, I had sex 2018. The next year, I did not have sex.
For the whole 2019?
Yes.
No penetrative?
No, I did not have sex.
Why?
Till 2020.
Why?
Because I choose not to have sex, and the guys around me, the people I normally meet, they act like psychopaths to me. I don't like, you know, me, sex enters my head. Okay. If I want to have sex, I have to, bring myself, my whole body, my whole spirit to have sex. So I don't want to have sex with any, just like that. So it was 2020, I turned to a hoe.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so were you dating at that particular period in time?
Oh, no, I was not though. No, I can't even date somebody's son at that point.
So for a whole year, you were celibate?
Yeah, I was.
So marry me, since you always shoot and stuff like that, have you
ever been
celibate?
Yes.
Can you relate?
Yes. I had to keep myself busy. The way Feifei is always talking about, occupy yourself, keep yourself busy so you won't think of...
She won't think of it.
I had to go back to the farm. I turned to that. Then my name on Snapchat was even, Ugly Farm Girl or something like that.
Okay.
So I had to go back to the farm because of one guy.
Okay.
When we meet, voila, not too much.
Okay. So for how long were you celibate?
January to September. Then after I stopped September, I said, oh shit,
baddest.
I'm going to the streets. The streets is calling us. Because the way it take just like it did not even value. It was as if this girl did lie. She not doing. She just because. Definitely would think I was lying, but I was in my parents' place.
Yeah.
So I just entered the street.
Ugly girls.
I entered the street.
The street called you once. You answered three
times.
From January to September.
Yeah.
No prick. Yeah. Hey.
I was going to the gym, morning and night, afternoon.
But
gym.
That you have Dido.
My mom sees everything. She asked me what I was doing with it. I told her I was selling it. Mom, if you are hearing this, forgive me. I told her I was selling it, that I've not used it before. It's not for me. So she was like, okay, that I should do and sell everything, that she doesn't want to see it too. When she saw another seller, nobody did buy it, she now sees it.
But during that period, Deb China, were you using dildos?
Sister, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh. Answer, were you using dildos and sex toys?
Is that a yes or no?
Is it yes?
So would you consider that celibacy?
It's not that one is just 2 seconds you come. But
I'm
this
not
one
sure it
sex,
is.
And
as it's no. penetrated, you get
you're
sexual
having
pleasure.
Pleasure from it.
Ekwe, that means
I could not even do anything because like the farmhouse, my dad is in this room. My mom, I sleep in my mom's room. There's parlor. Then there are children everywhere.
Ooh.
Nieces, nephew. Everybody. So where would I have that chance to go and
to do and make for a little while? Okay, so today we're going to be talking about something interesting, and that is oral sex. I like that sound. What do I do?
Oral sex.
Oral
most
sex.
People don't really know what is oral sex. They feel maybe sex without maybe normal fucking without condom. Because the first time I had that oral sex, I thought it was pussy and dick without condom. That was what I thought.
Yeah, most people think that way too.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Wow.
I thought like that too.
Wow. Wow. When did you realize that that's not it?
Till last week.
Eh?
Yes.
Sorry. Wait.
Yes, now nah, it's never too late now. Nah.
No, I know. I'm just shocked. She said she can't even say anything. But me, I shouted last week. You knew that. That was that,
yes.
That
yes, so
last but week. But seriously, I thought that was oral sex. When you. You know,
raw.
Right?
Yeah, raw.
That's why you
right now. Okay, I get the gist. Yeah. But really, guys, oral sex just has to do with you putting your mouth, like using your mouth on private parts. You understand? From the mouth to the vagina, from the mouth to the dick. You get. That's what oral sex is.
I thought you were not going to say dick.
Why won't I say dick? Like, what is there?
Dick.
Only
so
my
have you sucked a dick before?
Yes, I have there. Really? And I've given a blowjob and it was a disaster. Because he complained that I was using my teeth. I said it in the last episode too. And it was a disaster. I never enjoyed
Debbie,
it.
Why are you laughing like this?
I remember the first time I gave somebody a blowjob. On my own, finish the guy dick. Because my mouth wasn't wide, number one. It was not wide. I could not even deep throat. So I was just busy biting with my... like, I pity the guy, Sha.
No.
You no, I bruises and stuff.
I'm pitying the guy for you. Definitely he's going to have bruises. He's definitely going to have now.
I got tired of the so back to myself. I got tired of it, like, because that's not something like he introduced it. He introduced it and I was like, okay. And I wasn't now doing it like right. I was tired.
I was tired
of it. It's not candy. Do you understand? It's not
sweet.
Sweet,
you should have used maybe like something in your mouth, maybe
something
sweet. Gum or something sweet. Yeah. Now you need to suck the dick, you like it.
Only future husband come, we run that shit.
But do you?
So you're not gonna
plan to do it again?
Man's dick like this.
No, I'm learning now. She said you teach me.
But do you plan to do it again? To try it again?
I'll plan it. I'll do it, but not in relationship, because I don't even have. I have plans on having sex in my relationship. Any relationship.
Are you
like
all learn how to suck dick?
Don't
like
worry.
This,
don't worry. That we have a long time to figure all of that out.
No time, time waits for nobody.
Okay, baby. So, marry me. What, like, can you just give us your keywords? Because it seems that you're a pro. You're dropping it on me. Like,
it's just a confusing something. It's not. Because me, I like sucking dick. Okay, dick is sweet.
So, how did you even learn it?
I don't even know. I swear to God, I don't know.
You don't know?
I just know. When I close my eyes, I just imagine I just want to do crazy things to this particular, like, you have this stuff that it can go hard and get soft. Like, you see that magic?
Mm-hmm.
See that magic? Mm-hmm. That magic is just there. And while it's in your mouth, the thing can just get hard and it can either get soft too. That magic is, like, dope now. Like, I just
want
to just
see that.
Put it in my mouth and, you know...
Like, it's like you're the one performing the magic. Like, yo, I can make life, I can bring to life.
Oh, you're feeling me.
Yeah, like you're in control.
Yeah, I don't
like
that.
I can make a life. That kind of
thing.
You
don't understand.
Okay.
So, I just love a dick in my mouth. Surely, when I look at the person's face and I see his expression, that, Sondo die finish. You're all finish today. Who go suck this dick finish for you. So I love sucking dick. And I don't know where I learned it from, man, or lie.
Okay.
I don't know where I learned from, so, but maybe practice makes perfect.
That's it. Practice makes perfect. Because the first time, it was whack. Second time, it was mini whack. Third time, it was semi whack. I kept doing it. Then today, if I carry your dick, put in my mouth,
you must
definitely vibrate.
Oh my God.
Oh shit. Well, when I knew that I wasn't doing that whole thing right was when he started, in my mind, I was just, let me just do this thing, like, you know, just for his own pleasure. Let me just do this thing and let it go. Do you understand me? But when I knew I wasn't doing it, was like, you're using your teeth.
and you're
so embarrassed.
And it's been long. It's been bearing that thing. At that point, you could not bear it again. You'd be like, oh my God, stay this thing. I should save myself.
I don't know how else to do that.
See, you know the way you were feeling when he said you were using your teeth. Now imagine how I feel when he's like, oh my God, that was the best head. Like, it now comes in your mouth from that blowjob. Like, it is.
Oh, I hope somebody's son dick did not swell up.
Use your ad. Shade me very well.
Hey, girl.
Shade me very well. But that was that. That was like the worst ad I don't think I've ever done again, because even my last relationship, I did not have sex.
Is it up to a year?
More than.
Wow. And then you should try. You should.
You can try with a banana.
Mm-hmm.
Or a cucumber.
Yeah, cucumber.
So sorry, with the banana, tell me that you're using your teeth.
You know why it's good for her to try with a banana? You know when you peel the banana, if you're using your teeth, you go see Mark for the banana.
Yes.
So okay. You would know you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, and cucumber.
I love banana. Yes, we'll chop the banana.
That means that's where you young.
You buy somebody's.
You're not serious. So baby girl, tell us, how do we give blowjob? Like how to, probably the 5 tips or something, how to go about it.
Oh, from my own side, how to give a blowjob, I start from the nipple. Yeah, I start from the nipple.
The nipple that is his chest.
Yes, the chest. I touch your nipple.
It's the way you pronounce the chest.
I need to be precise.
I touch the nipples. I touch the nipples. I go down to your belly. Like try to tickle your belly. You know, you're going to feel somehow. Then I go down to the private part, either a girl or a guy. Then I go down there. I will not put my mouth immediately. I will use my tongue to go from your
belly button.
Yeah, your belly stuff, belly button, to down there with my tongue. Lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it before your body will be standing, you know, rising. Then I go in there, try to swim in the ocean.
Titanic.
I go pull up in the beach and I start to swim. So, doing it, and once I'm doing that, I'll be looking at your facial expression and your body movements. It will tell me if you are enjoying it. If you're not enjoying it enough, I'll go down to the balls. If you're a guy, I'll go down to the balls. Don't really like the balls, then I'll stay away from the balls. But if you like the balls, I'll be sucking the dick. I'll be using one hand on the balls, and I'll be using one hand on the nipple. I will trust myself to make sure that you are satisfied, you love it. And at the end of the day, you're definitely going to like it. So that's how I do my
own
thing. Okay, so marry me. I think you have something to say. So can you spill it?
I'm just...
No.
See, I'm doing the practical version. As she's saying it, I am seeing it.
Okay.
I have to go with the flow now.
Hey, so just tell me yours. Like, I have something to say, but what? Tell me yours.
How did you do?
No, I'm too serious. What do I want to say? You're not serious.
When I'm giving a blowjob or head, okay, if it's a lady, head, I don't even have interest in her nipples. I just go down to her pussy. Then I first get her wet. After getting her wet, focus on the clitoris. From the clitoris, I would like to maybe put one finger inside of the pussy so I can touch the G-spot while I'm still on the clitoris. Then remove the finger, maybe try 2 fingers if she's wet enough. Then use my tongue, then suck on the whole clit and the pussy
area. Don't let her talk.
Then most girls, I don't like going down on girls most times because... Mm-hmm. Going down, like going to the ass room, you know, for girls, I only like to want just pussy. But if it's a guy, yes, I can suck from his dick, his balls, then go to his ass. Mm. That's his asshole. I'm going to like suck around it, put my tongue and inside.
What? Why are you trying to make me feel bad? Right?
I'm not making you feel bad, baby.
You said something about if it's a girl, you will be, once you're touching her clit. And you finger her, you know, maybe for me, somebody like me, if you try to finger me, I put my hand because I don't like someone when you're giving me head, you be fingering me. No, give me just head. And I don't even finger somebody when I'm giving the person head. Unless you said I should finger you, then because me, as I don't like it, I cannot give it to somebody.
Me, I don't even like people giving me head, but I love to worship the pussy, but I don't like people giving me head. Don't go to my pussy. We check my videos like 2 or 3. That's how you see people suck my pussy. I don't like, don't go there. Leave it. But when I say I want to finger you, I did not say I'm going to bag inside your pussy. I'm going to just put my hand on your G-spot. I'm just going to make it warm, while I'm sucking on your clitoris, my hand is going to be on your G-spot.
Ah, God.
Now you are the one that is going to finger
my
hand.
My pussy is swelling up already.
You're going to be the one to fuck my hand.
Be pointing because at my, so
my finger will just be
again.
Inside. And you, because your movement will be going back and front. Only you would just want me to
do
like,
you
just
want me to lose my virginity?
If you want to, I'm open, you know.
Okay, so like in all of this, I know you guys started from somewhere, like, you know, from amateur. Mm-hmm. So what were the worst mistakes you made? Like, because I'm sure you were not just perfect overnight. The worst mistakes that people can learn from, like, okay, when even if it happens, okay, it is normal. These are normal things. Like those mistakes. So I'll start from you, marry me.
I don't buy spicy dick before. Okay. I don't give a wound. And when I first started trying out to to do the ass remain and the balls play, thank God say the balls still they work, unless the guy for don't arrest me, say I don't collect all the children. If I'm because when I tried to take his balls into my mouth, these teeth went in my mouth. I don't know what
happened. Almost bust the egg.
If you talk like that, now the guy, if you remember, can arrest me. Not talking like that. It was just an innocent mistake, which I learned that you don't have to do the two at once. It's just like when you want to deep throat, some people just, like me, now before I would deep throat, I have to be, my mouth has to be very slicky and slimy. And because if I say make I just deep throat like that, you can injure yourself. The dick can get stuck to safe.
So what can you do to make it slimy? This chair you chop okra.
No.
I'm asking now.
No, when you are given a blowjob, when you're giving a guy a blowjob, see, from the first minute to the second or two to three minutes, you will have saliva in your mouth.
Exactly. Okay.
So the saliva will make it slippery.
That's it, she's enjoying it too.
All right, yeah.
Okay, so.
Because if you're not enjoying it, it's like you are just there.
Oh, yes.
So you have to get turned on to get the fluid.
Okay. I guess. So now, what were the mistakes you made that, okay, even if it happens to somebody else, okay, it's normal. Like, those mistakes that you made, like, at the initial stage.
I feel the only mistake someone can make in giving a blowjob is biting the dick. Yes. I bite, not just one person that I bite the dick. I bite about three people's dick before I was able to, at least. Okay, the last time I was like, no, let me calm down. You know, at first, I used to do it like, as if I'm fighting army. But that last one, I was just like, let me just take it easy. I just took my time to give this guy a blowjob. And after that, he was like, oh, he said, it was nice. I was like, okay, now you're trying.
Exactly. They don't give you one mark.
Just easy, small. Don't do it in a hurry. Where, like, say you have,
just take your time.
Take your time. Do it.
So how? Where? Tell me the moment where you knew that. Forget I'm badder than bad. I like one particular. It could be like an epic moment. It could be him saying it. It could be a particular. See their eyes. See them. See their body movement. See their body language. So that epic moment, I'll be like, oh boy, forget Odogu Nimi, that kind of thing. Spill it.
You need to shake that thing. That thing that is to shake, like, shake. Okay. If I can say what I want to say.
I know the radio station.
Okay.
My radio.
Where I realized that I'm good at sucking dick was my ex-boyfriend. Okay. I suck my guy dick. My guy was like, there is no other girl that's going to suck my dick the way you do. And that has remained like that, yes. Like, from my ex-boyfriend, I became a pro in fucking dick. Even if it's a big dick, even if it's a long dick,
oh my God.
I will suck the dick.
Yes,
so.
Oh,
shit. Did you see my new sex toy on my status? Do you know when it's like this? Like my hand.
God.
Okay.
No. Okay, so.
When I knew that I have reached, they're supposed to give me a certificate, I'm going to enlarge and.
So I go there for that government of Lagos government.
Please, I want to brag. Allow me to brag. Because now, okay, the first one, I had a show in Ghana. I gave a guy a blowjob during the show in the club. And this guy, he was like, he's not going to come. They gave him some pills that if he takes, he's not going to come quick. I'm going to give him blowjob. I know guy. The guy came in my mouth. I said, okay. And they did not believe. He was like, he did not come. He started shouting. I was like, okay, wait. And I brought out the comb. I was like, look at it. They were like, hey, you that said, because they said the guy knows that he will never come on blowjob.
Yes.
The other one was, okay, I gave him a blowjob in the bedroom. Just came inside my mouth. I'm like, oh, yo. And I did not do anything. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Thank you.
That was when you knew that you were, like, bad.
Because you just need to know how to do your tongue work and how to manage the saliva in your mouth to use and do the magic.
So now, in this particular case, like, for people that are going to try, and for upcoming people like us that we plan to do it later, like, for now, based on you personally, do you prefer a guy telling you to your face that it is paining me, or like, oh, you're not doing it right? Do you prefer reviews like, okay, he telling you, or you noticing it yourself, like, you go pain your knee or kick it? Like, which kind of review do you prefer? Like, okay, you getting yourself, or the guy telling you, like, you make you feel bad?
If it tells me, I'll feel bad, but I would want to change. Why? I that's why it's always good for me. I'm always vigilant so that there's a way my teeth go. Touch the dick, I go not see my teeth touch. I'm going to like, sorry, did that hurt? But some of those people that, like she said now, that Debbie said, you have to take your time and not rush it. When you rush it, you're not going to know when your dick, your dick will scratch the dick.
your teeth,
So when he tells me, I would feel bad, really bad and embarrassed. So.
Okay, so you prefer you, that's you being observant and you noticing. What about you?
Me, I get coconut head. If you tell me that, I didn't do it well, or maybe I used my teeth or something like that, I will say, okay, let's do it again. So,
So you're cool with reviews, him telling you yourself?
I'm cool with it. Tell me my mistakes so I can learn better.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to round off, but we're going to round off with you.
Before we round up, do you know that this oral sex has some effect? Like some bad effect.
Definitely. That was what I was even going to
talk about. Like,
you are running to talk about it. I thought I'd buy somebody's dick.
Okay, so I got to find out that if you're not careful, you can contract some kind of, STI, sexual transmitted infection, and some things that you can contract. Sexual transmitted disease.
Say it again.
Sexual transmitted infections.
No, that's STI. Then the other one is
STD.
You can actually contract all of those because, like you said, some people, after giving blowjob, you can see that their mouth swollen.
They have sore.
They have sore or their mouth is swollen.
Yeah.
Then for the that area, it's gonna you're gonna have apart from the biting and the bruises that's gonna happen, that the guy can have or the girl. Some kind of bumps, which are infections.
Oh, yeah. What I saw too, they said if you have a sore in your mouth, like an injury in your mouth, and you give somebody a blowjob, the infection is likely to enter from that sore that you have. Yes.
Because the injury is open.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also, if you have infection in your mouth, because some people have infection in their mouth, if you give somebody a blowjob, it will actually enter. From your mouth to the like private part. Yeah, so it's kind of...
That's how the man contacted from me and gave it to his wife.
And I that
from his mouth to her pussy, then he fucked her.
Ah.
So his dick now got swollen. So he now went to the hospital and said she was the one that gave him
meanwhile,
the
he was
the
one that gave it to her.
Yeah. To explain, that he gave it to her from... Because it's a fungi from the mouth. He gave it to her. Then he spread in the pussy. Then they had... They had raw sex, oral sex,
It happened to me the last time I fucked a girl. I gave her a blowjob. Oh my God, I was what would I say? It was my first though because I was high. We finished one bottle of American Honey that day. You know how that shit. So me and this girl, we were just all roller coaster. You know, I sucked her. I eat her pussy.
Oh my God.
So after eating the pussy, without checking very well, without owning the light to see how the pussy be like. Because me, before I do anything with anybody, I always check. I will have to check your dick or your pussy to see if there is anything. Me, I did not check that day because... I liked her. Yeah, I liked her. I've been eyeing her for long. Mm. So we just did that thing. 2 days later, I realized that I have infection in my mouth. Yes, I realized that I have to go and start treating myself immediately. I regretted it so bad. So from that day, I was not like, I'm not going to do anything with anybody. Like, I'm so scared of talking about this dick like this at this point.
I had sore throat from giving a girl head. I've gotten sore throat from sucking a dick before. I don't get many so true 20 times, but
give me head. You know, go even know whether your dick is even clean.
But it's not written on the face.
Right?
Okay, so from what Marimi has said and the story she has given, I'll just say it's better to give head to somebody that you know or blowjob to somebody that you know. Be Okay, now, when I mean somebody that you know, not just like, oh, I know the person is my friend and stuff like that. Anybody could have STD, anybody could have STI, but the person is has been checked, you understand, medically okay, because, man, fam, you don't want to contract what you don't, contract what you don't know. Like,
I just start to. It's like telling us now that if we want to eat ourselves, we should make sure that they use clean water to cook the food.
Yes, so we then, should confirm, like, do check all the details.
Imagine the dead me in the club. I should give him head. I don't know that guy before. I've never seen him again after that night.
Did you check the dick?
And I did not even have any sawtooth or anything.
Mm. Okay, so now
you understand.
Maybe that's
so,
what they say, what we don't know doesn't kill us. Because
please. So that now this is it. There are some things that you can avoid. There are some things that you can let pass. Yeah. Do you understand me? If you check, if you go carry some kind of disease now and the kind of money where you go spend, not be here. There are some things that can be avoided.
Yeah.
In as much as somebody that you do, there are better places that you can eat. There are options. Do you understand me? And you can starve yourself of some kind of pleasure for your safety. It's very important.
Did you hear what she just said?
I said what she just said. My health is more important. I can always have that anytime. I can always get the blowjob or get the head anytime I want. But for that particular point, is that my really need, my health is very important.
Okay, so you mean before you do anything with anybody, you have to check.
And now this is the point. I don't just do anything. If I'm to start any, I'm not just doing anything with just anybody.
So like, I am really who like me. What do I do?
I never, whatever. So please just tell me what are we giving to the listeners? What did you take from all of these things we've talked about? What did you learn?
Dear listeners, please, if you want to give somebody a blowjob, number one, use lights. Just say, excuse me, use light to check the pussy, because the stuffs on the pussy or on the dick can actually tell you that this person is carrying one thing or the other. So right now, we should be careful and also protect ourselves from useless things, all because of plague.
Okay, now you agree with me. So baby girl, marry me, what did you learn from all of these things we've said today?
And what will you say to our listeners?
Yeah.
I don't not laugh me. Okay, like Omo, I want to talk this one pass. I don't see. So let me be sincere with you guys listening. Okay. Like when models come to shoot for me, we run tests for them, infection, HIV, all those tests. Some of them still look very clean, really clean. But you feel still go give that one head or suck that dick and you might still have something. So for me,
it's not about the physical appearance. The person may be carrying and you don't know.
So if we're going for physical appearance, that one's everything. So for me, I don't know. God is in control. I swear to God, I'm just being sincere. Because if I say, because she's looking so clean, I've seen a very clean girl that I gave head and I have sore throat. How did that come about? Like, where you come out from?
Tonsillitis,
so let's just be, me, I'm being realistic here. Mm-hmm. When except there's a test that they do before you give head.
Mm-hmm.
And I will start doing that one. But for me to be, how did they speak the grammar? I don't know how they fit. Except you just stop giving head and blowjob. Which is not possible. I am going to keep giving head and blowjob.
So for me, I would say I prefer to, you see the way I am like this. I'm not giving anybody. Nobody's giving me head. Nobody's giving me. Do you understand? I like it like this because I want to be safe. You understand? There's no really too much about this, but just do the right things and don't just give everybody everything and hurry head.
Last question. You're going to try giving a blowjob again.
And when I'm married then.
Yeah, see, you're married.
Thank you. That's it. I think that's it. That's it. That's it.
Not gonna bite your husband's dick.
Don't worry, I'll learn before that. So yo guys, I just want to say thank you for listening to this wonderful episode of Women Talk Sex by Pulse with Feifei Talks, Marry Me, Ugly Girls, and Deb China. Mm-hmm. And we see all the love, all the questions, all the downloads and everything. Please, you can do better. We appreciate this one, but let's go harder. You get what I'm saying? So tell a friend, tell everyone to listen to this podcast and trust us to always bring you juicy content. And we love you all. Bye.
We love you.
Bye.
Stay safe.
Yeah.